Time once again for a wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Hi, Denny. How are you this fine, morning?
I'm trying to stay cozy here because I was looking at the forecast and hearing it, and it's going to be something we all. I'm keen to stay cozy here because I was looking at the forecast and hearing it, and it's going to be something we all need to stay cozy. I hope you're doing well, Jack. And absolutely. What are we going to be talking about today?
And it is beautiful. I hate to say this. No, it's just stunning. It hides everything. And what a beautiful sight for the upcoming holidays.
Beautiful.
Today, I thought first I'm going to mention, of course, the World Cup. It's Argentina versus France. And why don't, if you have some people over, why not have Argentinian wine and French wine? If you're an Argentinian fan, you're aware of Torrent, which is their white wine. It's very, very interesting and a good wine. And, of course, their Malbec, which has become almost a standard in the United States in this last 10 years. It just grew by leaps and bounds. And there's a good one that a good company that makes both those Torrent and Malbec. It's called the Gary Bay. It's owned by the Rothschilds in France. And like everything those Rothschilds do, it's top, top quality. It's very, very good. And if you like French ones, why not have a Bordeaux Blanc and a Bordeaux Rouge? Our old friend Hervé Dubordeaux makes a great white Bordeaux called Chateau Gravy Lacoste. And Bordeaux Red, why not think about our good friends at Chateau Millange? They really do a great job. That's the old Every Kiss Begins with K, the Van Kess family. They went over to Bordeaux about 35 years ago and bought his wife an old convent and started to make wine, thus the name Thousand Angels, because of all the nuns that were there through the years. It's a wonderful wine. So Bordeaux Red, Bordeaux White. You could do the same thing with the Burgundy. Pick some good house like Marchant and have a Bourgogne Blanc and a Bourgogne Rouge. That's Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. And just toast your favorite team. So if you're thinking of watching that World Cup, I would recommend having a little Argentinian and French wine. Why not? And then let's just keep up a little bit with what we started last week as gift for wine lovers. We still have Ted Farrell's 6 for 60, which is a remarkable thing. Six bottles of wine for $60, and he's chosen them so well. In his current one, there's a wonderful Prosecco that's extra dry. That means it's not quite bone dry. There's a little soft edge to it. It's called Kiss of the Moon, Viaggio della Luna, and it's a wonderful Prosecco. And then he has from France a rosé from Corsica, and Corsican wines are often overlooked. Corsica is a beautiful island in the Mediterranean, and they really make a wonderful wine. This Domaine Fazzi is absolutely delicious. From California, he's picked Projection Chardonnay, a delicious, nice, buttery Chardonnay, which is very good. And then he's picked our Firelli Chianti. We, together with the family of Stefano Giorelli, put this together years ago. He had a property in Tuscany, and I was his partner in something called Villa Cafaggio. After we sold Villa Cafaggio, we decided we'd try and make Chianti, and we made this little Chianti, and it's just a perfect Chianti to have with burgers. Simple wine. If you're having just a little dish of pasta, this is the perfect wine to have with a Firelli Chianti. And then, also from Argentina, so you'd satisfy, this would be a great gift if you're watching the World Cup, Diomedes Malbec Syrah. And the interesting thing about what Diomedes has done here is they've added Syrah to Malbec to give it a little more body, and it does that indeed. It's assertive Malbec, and it's really, really good. And last but not least, from our old friends, Domaine Orbu, which is a little Cote de Rhone, absolutely delicious wine. I'll never forget the first time I saw them. It looked like they were making wine in a garage. And we went into the garage, and, of course, it was just the front that went back into the mountain where he had a fairly sizable winery. And, of course, he had never sent any wine outside of France, and we made a deal with him, and we've been very happy with that for 30-some years. It's a wonderful wine, Domaine Orbu, a little Cote de Rhone, not so bad. At any time, if you need a little red wine. Then, of course, there's my case for Christmas, which is a terrific gift. For years and years and years, I have been sending out a case of wine to my friends with a kind of wines I discovered that past year. And, of course, I'd pick out 12 different wines, and I'd write a little blurb why I liked them, what I liked them with, etc. And about 5 years ago, my sons got after me and said, well, why don't we make that available to everybody? It's such a popular thing, and, of course, it has become a very, very popular thing. And there's 12 bottles of wine in there. I'll highlight just four of them. There's a Chablis from France, and Chablis is 100% Chardonnay. This particular Chablis sees absolutely no wood at all. It's stainless steel from the time it's picked till it's bottled, and it's a wonderful Chablis. His Chablis, I had was invited there many years ago and went to his granddaughter's baptism, and he served a 25-year-old magnum of Chablis, and I'm telling you, it was as fresh and crisp 25 years later as it was the day they put it in the bottle. Wonderful wines. And Charles de Roop is his name. The property is called Chateau Malini, and all they make is Chablis, and they do a wonderful job of it. And, of course, I have to laugh. I've known him for almost 50 years, and for almost 50 years he's been restoring the castle at Malini. And he's gotten as far as the barn, and that's after 50 years. I don't think the house will be done in his grandchildren's lifetime. It's taken so long, but he's meticulous in restoring the castle just like he is in making wine. The other wine, of course, is from my good friend Van Kess, who I mentioned earlier. Ted has that in his 6 for 60. It's Thousand Angels. Just an absolutely wonderful wine. Bordeaux at its very best, in my opinion. Very accessible. Then my good friend Marchant, his Bourgogne Rouge, which is, you'd think was a Savigny Le Bon. It's simple Bourgogne Rouge, but he's such a good winemaker. I knew his father many, many years ago. He was a negotiant, a broker. Then they eventually bought some land and now are producing their own wine. And it was just a wonderful, and has been a wonderful experience, watching them grow. And this Bourgogne Rouge will show you immediately why I like it so much. It's just Pinot Noir to the nth degree. Really good. And then last but not least that I'll describe in this 12-bottle case is Tobias Sauvignon Blanc. I had someone tell me just the other day, this is the best Sauvignon Blanc I've ever tasted. Well, I don't know whether I'd go quite that far, but I'll tell you this much. It's a remarkable Sauvignon Blanc. And Toby is the son of Rick Forman, and Rick Forman is a legend in the Napa Valley, certainly one of the finest winemakers there. When I first met him, he had started to work for Sterling. They had built a beautiful winery. If any of you have been to Napa Valley, it's one of the high points in Napa Valley. It looks like a little like a Greek monastery, except it has a funicula that goes up the side of the hill. And it's just beautiful, and Rick was in charge of it and proud as could be, etc. But it wasn't long before he wanted to cut out on his own. And his Cabernets and Chardonnays have gotten more gold medals than you could possibly imagine. And his son, apples don't fall far from the tree, has created this Sauvignon Blanc, which, someone told me is the best they ever tasted. I don't know quite if I'd give it that high a praise, but I'll tell you this much. It's bloody good, and one of the best Sauvignon Blancs I've tasted in a very, very long time. At any rate, I mentioned that wine people are the easiest people to buy for. It really is remarkable. If you want to buy, for example, magazine subscription is a good thing to give a wine person. There's a Wine Spectator. There's the Wine Enthusiast. There's Decanter Wine from London, which, in my opinion, is the best of all of them. It's the most objective. Or have them join a wine group. It's great information for wine lovers and makes a very, very nice gift. And then there's other things. You know, we have these things called a BOGO. And BOGO, we started in 1984. And eventually Target ran with them and became popular all over the country. But we originally started that where you buy one and get the second one at absolutely no charge at all. Right now, we have a magnum of Cote d'Iron Delas, D-E-L-A-S. And we've been dealing with these people for years and years and years. Nobody does it much better than a little Cote d'Iron. And the magnum is such a fun size. A magnum is the equivalent of two regular bottles. And it's a great BOGO at this time of year. Just a delicious bottle of wine. And kind of fun at this time of year, again, to serve a magnum of wine. You usually use more than two bottles, particularly if you're having a big crowd. And it's just more festive, in my opinion, to pour out of a magnum than a single bottle. And, you know, it's interesting. We have well over 50 BOGOs right now. And they're not things you never heard of. The Newton family from Napa and Sonoma is in there. Lockwood, another great vineyard from California. Deloche, everybody knows that. Corta Katerina, which is easily the very best wine from Croatia and has a local collection as it's owned by the Anderson family and run by Kathy Anderson, the daughter, and it is a marvelous wine from Croatia that we have as a BOGO. Just a terrific wine, and an interesting wine to give people, because no matter how much people know about wine, I guarantee you a lot of your wine friends who fancy themselves experts have never tasted a Croatian wine, so try that. And then, of course, one of my favorites is the Morgon. Morgon is a grand village in in Beaujolais. And Beaujolais, everybody, of course, knows Nouveau Beaujolais and regular Beaujolais, etc. When you get into the villages, Morgon, Moulin-Avant, Fleury, it's Julianas, are all little villages, and they bottle wine, which is a kind of a step up from regular Beaujolais, and it's named after the village. This one is named after Morgon. And if you close your eyes, you would imagine, perhaps, that it might be even a Burgundy. It's really a very top quality Beaujolais, and it's from Morgon. And the other one would be an interesting gift. This isn't a BOGO. Is Tavel Royale. It's back. It took forever because of COVID and transportation and the shortage of containers, etc. A million different excuses. But we finally have this wonderful Tavel called Tavel Royale back in stock. And I'm telling you, if you've never had a Tavel, it's the king of rosés. And one taste will show you why. It really is a delicious, delicious wine. I always say the Tavel is the rosé wine for a red wine drinker. I guarantee you, you pour a glass of that for someone who says they only drink red wine, they're going to become a fan of Tavel Royale. Then another wine that's available right now is Elawan Pinot Noir. Here again is a great family connection. The father, Charlie Wagner, Charlie Wagner from Chateau Caymus out in Napa Valley. We were his first customer outside the state of California, and he was a wonderful guy. He used to stop there all the time because he'd grill up sausages, and we'd have some of his latest release at Caymus. Then it was taken over by his son, who exported, and then his grandson decided they would introduce this wine called Miomai, or Miomi. And Miomi just recently, about 2 years ago, he sold to Consolidated Constellation Brands for about $320 million, and he's put it back into something that he calls Elawan Pinot Noir, and it is a wonderful wine. Much, much better than his original Miomi or Miomai, and a delicious wine. Well, there you kind of get the idea. It's pretty easy to buy and pick for the wine lover, whether you're going to give them a special gift of wine or a special gift of glasses or any of the accoutrements that go along with wine. They're easy to buy for, and there's a great place where you can buy any and all of this, and that's at Haskell's.
Absolutely. Some great ideas. Yeah, and you have a lot of stores to choose from, too.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's, we love to talk about wine. We love to pair wine for your upcoming entertainment. Stop in and tell them what you're going to serve and how you're going to serve it, and they'll pick a wine that'll go perfectly with it. And best of all, they'll pick a wine that doesn't cost very much. There's a Haskell's near you. There's a Haskell's in Bloomington, Excelsior, Faribault, Maple Grove, Super Cellar, 22,000 square feet of wines. downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's Askell's in Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Askell's, go to Askell's.com. And don't forget, we do deliver.
Merry Christmas, Jack. Let's talk on Christmas Eve.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks so much. Jack, Merry Christmas, Jack. Let's talk on Christmas Eve.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that. Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks so much. Jack Farrell from Haskell's.